Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 7:10. We're looking at 55 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Again, we're adding more ways for you to access this great radio program. You're listening to us on FM 100.1. AM 1340, the AM dial, that is still the OG, the mothership. We appreciate all of our listeners there. You're listening to us on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry, download it when you can. You're watching us on CN2 News, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102. And you're also watching us live on Facebook Live on the WRHI Facebook page as well as the CN2 Facebook page. Again, so many different ways to access this radio program. And today, you definitely want to make sure you have your phone handy if you're out and about doing some things and you have to hop out of the car or leave the house. You want to make sure you have the app and download the app so you can take us on the go, because we have got four action-packed interviews straight ahead, beginning with an interview from our mayor here in Rock Hill. Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I wish I'd have gotten a haircut if I'd have known it would have been on television as well.
You look fine, Mayor. Now, we often introduce you as one of the best mayors in the great state of South Carolina.
Thank you. And
you're always generous with your time to come here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got a lot of ground to cover, just some headlines from the city. Let's first start with one that has happened just the last couple of days regarding what we now know as the Hutchison property, formerly known as the Carolina Panthers headquarters. Let's bring our listeners kind of up to speed about that piece of property and some of the headlines that happened this week.
Sure. Well, I wish there were really big headlines, and they're not. We inherited a contract when we took over the property out of bankruptcy with Colliers to market the property to potentially find a buyer. And after a while, that contract ended, so we've sort of suspended that contract. Now, that doesn't mean Colliers or anyone else can't bring a deal to the city of Rock Hill, but, you know, I think this is best looked at as a long-term project, like downtown has been a long-term project. That's 235 acres on I-77 with an interchange right there, backing up to the York County Industrial Park, all the benefits of Rock Hill in one area. Can do a lot with that. But to think that that's going to be developed over a 2 or 3 year period, I can tell you when we have a deal on the table, it'll take us a year or two to get the paperwork done, to get the engineering done, all of those kinds of things. So, you know, this gives us a chance to be a bit more patient as we go through. And I hope recognize that this is going to more likely than be a long-term project for our community. And that doesn't bother me as mayor. This property we bought out of foreclosure, out of bankruptcy, for $23 million. At the time, it was appraised at $37 million. Real property in our market especially does what? It appraises or it appreciates in value over time. So we'll continue to see that value be there and grow versus other places where it might not. It might stagnate. It may come down. I believe that interchange will open up in May, and once that happens, I think we'll see a little bit more activity. But we do have a lot of businesses and others contacting us, inquiring. We've had conversations with some that got a little bit more further down the road than others. We've said no to a lot, and we'll continue to say no to a lot, because as a mayor, or as I think as anyone in Rock Hill, what we don't want to do is 20 years from now look back and go, man, we could have done better. And that's what the worry is.
What is the hope, the dream, the goal for that space? I know that a lot of things have been thrown out that maybe not industrial, maybe more of an event, kind of what the original plan was, an event center or a meeting space, or, you know, more of that play and that live, work, and play. But it does back up to all those industrial parks. So is the goal or the end all switching a little bit, or is that just something that we're sitting around the table trying to figure out strategically?
No, I think one thing I can't, and it's a great question, and that is really where you wrestle with it, and we have been for some time. I know what we're not going to have there. We're not going to have distribution facilities. We're not going to have warehouses. We're not going to have something that doesn't bring in high-paying jobs. I think of a 235-acre parcel, I think we need to not look at it as a 235-acre parcel. Now, I'm one of seven, so you're getting my opinions on this, of course. I think we look at it as 4 or 5 50 or 60 acre parcels that may have different. Maybe they have some kind of similar theme. Maybe they don't. My personal opinion is that we should be striving for something along the lines of this biopharma, Eli Lilly, Merck, all these, everybody who makes Ozempic and all these other drugs. That's the kind of employers I think we need in our community. And that's not, they're not going to come to our community. They haven't, just because we're great people. They're going to come to our community because we have the supreme site in the southeast region of the East Coast, with a port that's 2.5 hours away, an international airport that's 25 minutes away, 77, 85, 95, 26. We're in the middle of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives us an opportunity, if we're patient and we're smart, so that we can get the highest and best return from that property for the people of Rock Hill. Maybe not today, maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, but something that really changes where we are now into what we can be.
I know, Mayor, you mentioned that the interchange is supposed to open in May of this year. Once that opens, will folks be able to use that connect from the interstate to Mount Gallant, which was, again, a much-needed place to get people on and off the interstate a lot?
Okay. All right. So one of the things that's happening in May in Rock Hill is our BMX Supercross World Championship. And so we're desperately hopeful that you can get off the interstate and sort of take a right or a left back across the lane from which way you're coming, go through the Riverwalk Business Park, and be right at the BMX Center. We're pretty confident that that interchange is going to open up in May, whether it's the 1st of May or the end of May. We've gotten a lot of rain this year, so we'll see. But the contractor, Jim Triplett, a local guy, he's the one that did the 77 bridge. So if anybody can get something done, it's Jim. So we'll feel good in that way. We'll just see how that shakes out. So it'll be usable. And, you know, again, I drove down 77 a couple weeks ago. I got off Cherry Road on 77, went south to Dave Lyle, and just drove by the site. And I hadn't done that in a while. And it was after they put the big directional signs up DOT had and the mast arms for the lights, and looked over, and it's so empty. Mm-hmm. And my first reaction to that was, you know, it was not a good reaction. I was like, God, we're missing it. And then it dawned on me again, the promise of what that can be is really what we should be fighting for. We've had opportunities to do things that would be just like any other city, and we've turned those down. We've had opportunities that are not like other cities, and some people would be very happy about, but I don't think 10 years from now we'd be happy about it. To your question, Ashley, I do think if you look at it at 40 or 50 acre tracts, a convention center in one area of that site is a great use. And we got to find somebody who's in the convention center business. We're not. High paying jobs in another. And maybe you find even a third site where you can not have as high paying jobs, maybe, but you get great tax revenue or great utility sales, so that you've got the revenue that comes in to let you do other things. It's all about keeping the plate spinning.
We're speaking with Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes about a number of issues here in the city. Mayor, now on the other side of the city, what's the latest regarding the Clinton Connection and then the reaction from the expansion of the Sports and Event Center?
Okay. Well, this is going to be a great interview. On the Clinton Connection, you know, that's the south side of Rock Hill. The city of Rock Hill invested and created a tax increment district on that, which lets us take the tax revenue from everything new that's being built out there and keep it on the south side of Rock Hill. So when you see these, and at the same time annexed about 3,000 acres out on I-77, with those tax revenues being the real tax revenues that will be new and really substantial. We've seen several economic development wins out there. We've got Stiva, an Austrian company, not Australian, Austrian company that's coming out there. They've broken ground and going real well. We've got other businesses there, so we're real excited about how that's taken off. The beauty about that, and the reason I give that little bit of background, is that tax revenue we're already using. We've got a bond that'll go out late this spring, and that will help pay for the renovations to the McGirt Auditorium, which is at the Emmett Scott High School, formerly the African-American school during segregation that the city bought from the school district years ago. Maybe just received. I don't know if they paid anything for it. It was, you know, it's an old school. renovating that auditorium now. We're using those tax revenues to do that. We're also using those tax revenues to help build this new regional park, which is right behind the American Legion, bending all the way into downtown. And again, these are on city property, so we're not having to condemn anything. We're not having to buy anything. We're not contributing anyway, but taking the assets that are there, using this new tax revenue to see outcomes of that. So those are the big wins already, and that happened. We were talking earlier about how long this takes. This has happened much faster than I anticipated, so I'm very thankful for that. We'll see some other work going on. I have a meeting not next week, but the following, I think. No, maybe it's next week with Lester McCorn, president of Clinton. We're going to talk about some things in that area. Stacy Moore, the president of York Technical College, same kind of conversation about the York Tech and in that area, how the city can start to engage. And then waiting on an appointment to get set up with Dr. Cerner at Winthrop, same conversation. You know, we can talk about economic development all day long. I will. And we can talk about what I hope jobs will see come here. And it's wonderful that Winthrop is a new provost who's come from the engineering department of another school. That's something we haven't had in Rock Hill. It's great to see the gains that Clinton's made and the York Tech, who is known as a leader throughout the Southeast in technical schools. It's going to be our education that gets Rock Hill where it needs to be. I mean, I can run around all day long, but it's our education system that's going to have to get us where we're going to be. We know that, but we don't live that. And that's really sort of where we're trying to focus a little bit right now.
I know we're pushing up against a break. Just great news again regarding the expansion of the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center, as we've been hearing all morning long. That's going to bring more teams to the community, and that's more heads and beds, and that's going to help our economy.
Pickleball. It's all about pickleball.
Who knew?
Pickleball.
A couple years ago, right? Oh, man. All right. Great update from Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes on just a number of issues facing the city right now. Mayor, we certainly appreciate your time.
Sure.
Thank you very much.